Seconds, free minds, free people. This is a production of the Commonwealth Foundation for Public Policy Alternatives. The Box. Inside. Outside. On.
Welcome to the Box Podcast. This is Nate Benefield, Director of Policy Analysis with the Commonwealth Foundation. Today I'm joined by Ashley DeMauro, who is the State Director for Students First. Ashley, why don't you tell us, what is Students First? What is this organization and what are you doing?
Sure thing, Nate. Thanks so much for having me today. Happy to be here. Students First is actually a national education advocacy organization working on the state level to impact and improve public education and protect the interest of students. So we're currently active in 18 states nationwide, Pennsylvania obviously being one of them. And so we are a membership organization of roughly 90,000 members across the Commonwealth, working to impact policies at the state level that will impact public education.
Who are your members? Are citizens and across the board?
Absolutely. It's across the board. We have parents. We have students themselves. We have teachers. We have interested citizens. So it really runs the gamut.
Yeah. What are some of your priorities that you're working on here in Pennsylvania or in other states across the country?
Sure. Well, I think I can tell you a little bit about our policy agenda, and that will give you an idea of what we're working on. First and foremost, we have a rather large and extensive policy agenda made up of 37 individual policy objectives. They fit nicely into three categories. Number one, elevating the teaching profession. Number two, empowering parents with information and options. And number three, spending well and governing wisely. So you can see that teacher quality is of great importance to us, ensuring that parents have information and options when it comes to their children's education, and then also ensuring that governance structures and spending policies prioritize students.
What are some things you've done in Pennsylvania already? You've been around. How long have you been set up in here in the state?
Sure. We've been in the state almost 2 years now. In fact, and so in that time, we've worked on several policies, including some teacher quality policies, namely the educator effectiveness system that's being implemented right now with new teacher evaluations and principal evaluations, which can be a foundation for decision making in the future. We've also recently advocated on behalf of what we would call A through F school grading or school report cards, which the Pennsylvania Department of Education recently implemented, and they're calling it the school performance profile.
Yeah, why don't we talk about that a little bit, because that recently launched a few months ago, and then just got an update on that school performance profile, which is a website Department of Education has put out there, kind of grades every school. So what is what is this, and how are schools being graded?
Sure. So I think first and foremost, it's important to explain why we needed this type of a website. So prior to this school performance profile being launched, when Pennsylvanians wanted to see how well a school was performing, they likely went to one source, which was a PSSA test score. And as you can imagine, one simple test score, while very important, does not tell an entire picture about a school's performance. Right. So for us, it's very important to look at multiple measures when you're talking about school performance. So when the department was developing the school performance profile, they did exactly that. They took into account not only student achievement on static test scores, but also student growth as measured by our Pennsylvania Value Added Assessment System, or PVAS. That's where we look at students' improvement year over year. So that tells a very important picture of how well a school is growing its students. And then it also includes some other academic indicators, including a measurement that shows how well schools are closing the achievement gap for certain populations of students.
Right, the achievement gap being certain students tend to do better, particularly than minority students typically fall behind. So closing the kind of that achievement gap.
Absolutely, looking at those different populations of students and how well schools are serving them and making sure that they're making gains academically.
Right, critics of some of these measures. Assessing schools and grading schools will say that, well, you know, wealthy suburban schools are going to do much better than impoverished inner city schools just because of the demographics of the students that they have and the challenges they have. Is that played out, or you know, how does the system of measures deal with that issue?
Sure. So I think it's very important to highlight the closing the achievement gap measure, because I think we do know that there are certain populations of students who need extra supports from their schools, and so I think by making the statement that we want to start to measure that and take it seriously, I think that's very important. It goes to show that Pennsylvania prioritizes helping all students achieve. But what I would also say, I always push back on whether or not money and wealth and how much that impacts student achievement. I think it's very important, but I think research has time and time again shown us that teacher quality and the effectiveness of the teacher in front of the classroom is really the biggest in-school factor that determines student achievement. So while we're talking about money, we do spend an awful lot in the state. I think we all agree that we need to reprioritize how we spend our money, but I think we also need to take very seriously teacher quality policies to ensure that all students have access to the best teacher.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I always get the question of, you know, aren't schools determined by their demographics? And so wealthy schools with wealthy students do well, and poor schools tend to not do as well. And that's somewhat true, and there's certainly a correlation between parental factors and student achievement. But also there are good schools that are doing a lot better with the same types of students than others. Is this something way we can actually tell, like, all right, what are the really good schools? So what are they doing to help identify reforms?
Yeah, and I think the school performance profile can also, you know, not only act to empower parents and community members to understand how well schools are doing, but I think it can also be a tool for school leaders. You know, if you have school district A right next to school district B, they're serving very similar student populations, but they're getting dramatically different results. I would like to see the school performance profile used as a tool whereby school leaders can then question other school leaders and say, what are your best practices and how can we replicate those in our schools so that we get similar results from our students.
Yeah. Now, it's still pretty new, but have you been able to look at it and see if there's anything that you've been able to tell from looking at school performances? Or,
you know, I mean, I think we've looked at it. I think I would say that we have a long way to go in terms of policies at the state level that really impact teacher quality and things of that nature. So I think this is a good baseline measure. And then what I'm interested to see is, as we start to implement some of these new policies, how well Pennsylvania schools grow over time in terms of student achievement.
Yeah. Now, this has been done through the administration, correct? And so it's not actually a legislative initiative. Is there a way to improve this through legislation to continue to look at how schools are doing?
Sure. I mean, so I think, you know, for students first, we want to make sure that this information is as clear and easily understood as possible for the general public, who doesn't eat, sleep, and breathe education policy day in and day out. So I think one way to improve it is to attach an A through F letter grade to the system. So currently it's a 100-point numerical system. I think some people could understand where we're going. You know, obviously 100 is good, zero is bad. But I do think that...
But the question is whether is a 75.4 good or bad.
Absolutely. And so I think the department, you know, I think it's important to have those scores on there because there is a wide range from a 70% to an 80%. But I think we should also, in addition to the numerical score, have an easily understood letter grade, A through F, which is very clearly understood in our culture. And so that's a way you could do that. I also think that in order to build off of a system like this, which you certainly could, it would be helpful to have it explicitly laid out in statute, also to ensure longevity of the system.
Right. Now, other states have done kind of the A through F grading system, and I use that successfully. I think Louisiana has one. I know Florida has done that.
Yep.
Can you talk about, you know, what other states have done? Have they had success with that kind of system and using it in other? What have they done once they've started giving the scoring?
Sure. I think what's important to note is a lot of the other states who have done this have done it via letter grades. There are some states who have done it numerically. I think we've seen a move by some who have done it numerically to go back and attach letter grades, which I hope Pennsylvania may do in the future. I think it just goes to show, obviously, Florida was a pioneer here. As you mentioned, Louisiana. I think we have Indiana as well.
Mm-hmm.
So several states have done this, and I do feel that their parents probably feel more empowered because the state has taken the time to clearly express how well these schools are doing.
Right. Well, thanks, Ashley. We'll talk again about some other education issues that are going on currently in the state in our next podcast.
Wonderful. Thanks, Nate.
Thanks. Is there a website people can go to find out more?
Sure, absolutely. You can visit us at studentsfirst.org and be sure to sign up as a member. You can find us on Twitter at PA Students First. And also on Facebook, and you can keep up with our activities there.